The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. We'll give you the numbers here momentarily. The we tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And, you know, it might have been Conan, you had the story about the $20 bill that we'll definitely get into.
I think everyone's got that story today.
But there's something much more important. The World Press Freedom Index for 2016 has been released, and, well, we're number 41.
Well, hey, that's not bad. There's a lot of countries out there.
Yeah, well, the U.S. has actually
and they're
moved
only,
up.
And they're only grading, like, what, 70, 80?
they grade 180 countries.
Okay.
The United States moved up 8 spots from
the country
49.
Of the brave and the free.
Yes, hey.
Moved up 8 spots from number 49 to number 41. Had an overall score improvement of 1.92.
What did we do right this time?
I'm not sure, but if you look at the abuse score, which they have, the United States has an abuse score of 13.86. You want an abuse score of 0.
That's like beating
Can't
on
we just abuse a little.
That's
bit?
Like beating on POWs and stuff, right?
No. This is the press freedom. Primarily, the abuse score comes from incarcerating and attempting to incarcerate whistleblowers. So, because there are people that have exposed government wrongdoing and they are being punished, that gives an abuse score. Some of the countries in front of the U.S., Slovenia, South Africa, United Kingdom, Tonga, Belize, Lithuania, Spain, Andorra, Cape Verde, and Chile go up to number 31.
What's number one? What's the freest country for the press?
Number one is Finland, followed by Netherlands, Norway, Denmark, New Zealand, Costa Rica, Switzerland, Sweden, and Ireland. Jamaica rounds out the top 10.
So kind of a heavy showing there by your northern European countries a little bit.
Yes.
But really
and
kind of spread all over the globe.
Spread all over the globe. And New Zealand consistently ranks in the top 5 of freest countries in the world in the World Freedom Index put out by the Fraser Institute in conjunction with Cato and several other organizations.
They tell me that hobbits are the most peaceful of all nations out there.
And they
yes,
are in
are.
The top 5 for hobbits, too.
And we sure. also have furry toes, and we eat second breakfast.
Yes. And have second winners. Third winners?
Yes.
So are you identifying as a hobby? You're coming out, or have you come out before?
I've often been referred to as a hobbit.
I don't know why.
I think they're confusing hermit and hobbit, but I don't know.
I think he heard furry, and he just, oh, hobbits have furry feet, and so no.
Are you going to demand, I was going to say genome, but that's not the right word, genome equality in restrooms? Are you demanding that you be allowed to use human
no.
restrooms?
No, I don't care. I really don't care. But no, I just thought this was interesting, and unfortunately I'm not able to download the actual... generally they'll put out like a 40-50 page report. I was not able to get that downloaded. I don't see where it is in their report here. But I just think it's really interesting because these numbers did come out today, and I love keeping an eye on the press freedom rankings, especially when people try to say stuff like, well, you can't talk about the government anywhere else. Well, apparently there's 40 countries in the world that have a better press freedom, meaning that at least members of the press have more freedom to do their job as members of the media than people in the United States do.
And I think this is a great example of why the reliance on the Constitution, that single piece of paper that protects us from evil, that will protect us from an overreaching and overpowerful government, fails completely. It fails in freedom of speech. It fails in the Fourth Amendment, and it fails in the First Amendment regarding the press. And
yes,
you've got to, it's not just that you have a piece of paper. You have to fight to defend those rights.
And now let's look at the bottom of the rankings. We went over the top rankings. Finland, Netherlands, Norway, Denmark, New Zealand, top five. The
North
bottom
Korea.
10 from 171 to 180. Tell me if you are surprised by any of these being in the bottom 10. And I will give these to you in order. And I think you might be surprised about the order of a couple of these. 171, Cuba. Yeah. 172, Djibouti. Laos, Sudan, Vietnam, China, 176, Syria, Turkmenistan, North Korea, 178, and Eritrea, 180.
I don't even know that last one.
Yeah, me either.
Eritrea is a tiny country right near Ethiopia. They border Ethiopia. They're right along the Gulf, right across the Gulf from Yemen. Eritrea was one of the few, if not the only, African nation to not be colonized when European settlers were colonizing the Dark Continent.
The way you presented that made it sound like you were surprised by the order in which those were stated. I'm
surprised North Korea is not 180 just because so little information is able to be brought out from North Korea.
Every now and then, let some propaganda news site go in there and they'll put on a show for them.
I mean, I'm also surprised that Cuba is as high as they are.
I am as well.
The other ones, I'm not surprised that they're at the bottom of the list. I just, you know, am surprised the order a little bit.
Yeah, I think once you get into state-owned media, and that's what a lot of those countries represent, it's just state-owned, and I guess you're ranking like state news organizations at that point.
Where is Venezuela on that list?
Let me do a search here, but before I do, I just want to mention that the difference as far as the global score between North Korea and Eritrea is 0.16. So North Korea has an 83.76, Eritrea has an 83.92. So let me find Venezuela. Venezuela ranks in at 139.
Yeah.
And they've actually dropped two spots. South Sudan dropped 15 spots. They're at 140. Sri Lanka has moved up 24. So let me real quick go through the biggest changes as far as which countries made the biggest change from last year. And, well, you know, this is not wanting to refresh as quickly as I thought. But your thoughts, welcome on this or anything else that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. The biggest drops went to Tajikistan and Brunei, both dropping 34 spots. Poland dropping 29 spots to 47. And then on the other end, the biggest gains went to Tunisia, moving up 30 spots to number 96. Sri Lanka moving up 24. Ukraine moving up 22. Switzerland moving into the top 10 from number 20. They're now at number 7. So, you know, some of the European countries definitely have better press freedom. But again, this is just one of the many things that you can rank countries as far as freedoms on.
Sure.
I just think it's very interesting that New Zealand is consistently in the top of everything except for the thing that, Chris, is probably your number one issue, and that would be self-defense.
Wow, I'm so stereotyped. All I got to say is if it were me, I'd say we're going to open up our libel laws so when they write purposely negative and horrible and false articles, we can sue them and win lots of money.
What are your thoughts? 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, and LRN.FM on Skype. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-975-5269. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-975-5269. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-975-5269. That's 1-800-975-5269.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. We'll be right back.
that right now. We will go to the phones. We've got Andrew calling in from Massachusetts. Andrew, you're on with Daryl, Chris, and Conan. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. I'm calling in response to something, a topic that came up yesterday on Free Talk Live, and it was in regards to a friend that I believe Ian has with EMF sensitivity, and the conversation went that they felt that that person may have been making up that sensitivity, and I have to maybe take exception to that because I feel that maybe all disease has some form of an emotional component. Even if the disease wasn't caused by poor emotional health, a lot of times, myself included, emotional well-being can be impacted and people start to identify with their disease. So the disease starts to almost reinforce itself. People start to say, you know, instead of I suffer from diabetes, they say I have diabetes. And there becomes an identity.
Or I am a diabetic.
Correct. So there becomes an identification which serves to reinforce the state of dis-ease.
You said you do have the EM sensitivity, or you're not in favor of it because it sounds like the next I have this disease.
Well, I've actually experienced this because I have a type of sensitivity. I'm allergic to cigarettes and fragrances. So I've went through this. I've experienced it firsthand. I don't have the EMF sensitivity, but I think all disease has an emotional component. Even if the emotional component didn't cause the disease per se, it can be reinforced. Even a lot of cancer patients talk about they had a lot of things emotionally that they had not dealt with, and disease is the body's state of letting a person know that, you know, there are things that you haven't faced that you haven't evaluated, and your emotional health can reflect itself and manifest in the physical body.
Well, I wasn't listening last night, but
we didn't talk about this last night. It must have been Tuesday.
Well, that's okay. But I don't disagree that body and mind are closely connected when we talk about disease or we talk about illnesses or even injuries. They're so tightly connected. It's obvious. I think where I have it's not that I'm skeptical. I'm not skeptical, but I've just never really witnessed myself or seen anyone suffer ill from electromagnetic forces. And I don't discount them. Like I said, my total exposure to this is one lady I worked with 20 years ago and Better Call Saul. You know,
is he one of these?
His brother in the show is always wrapped up in a like a Mylar blanket.
Well, if we're talking,
to leave the cell phones outside and stuff like that.
If we're talking about ground yourself before you walk in the house,
right?
If we're
talking about hypochondriacs and that people actually convince themselves that they have issues and they make themselves sick, I've seen this actually happen.
Oh yeah,
people, they do not have what they say they have. They say for years that they have an ailment that is finally proven in the long run that they didn't actually have it, and they just make themselves sick.
That's the mind-body connection, and of that I have no doubt, and I don't disagree at all. But the part of me that believes that there may be something to this is I just try to imagine a world 150 years ago before radio. Just even imagine before radio. And all the electronics that we have in our world today, we're surrounded by them everywhere we go. And, you know, I was in communications in the military, and we work with very, very, very high-frequency stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that stuff can penetrate, you know? And it's so I don't discount that people may be sensitive to it. I just don't have any firsthand experience, and I've never been presented with
right,
any
there's,
proof
there's
that
definitely,
there's something to it, but I don't disagree that it could exist.
There's definitely evidence that people living near the high power lines, the high-tension power lines, that there is interference in stuff. They can track this in animals to show that, you know, they don't go near there, so it screws up the migration patterns and a bunch of other things. So, like, we know that it can affect people, and, you know, some people wind up getting affected more than others. Andrew, thanks for the call. Let's go to Joe in, I believe this is Missouri. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good evening, gentlemen. I was wanting to give you guys a call tonight. The question's more directed towards you, Daryl, since you're the resident wrestling fan of Free Talk Live.
Yes, I am.
I'm sure you heard about the. I'm sure you heard the news today about the passing of Chyna or Joni Lauer.
Yes. Yes.
And I don't want to really speculate on what the cause of death was. I wanted to look more forward into the future. Do you think, given her history with WWE, that they will actually induct her into the Hall of Fame? And if so, who do you think would do the induction?
I hope that she's inducted. I would hope that she's the first announced inductee for next year that would wind up being announced right around the Royal Rumble, which is generally when they announce their first, you know, here's who's getting inducted. And I think it would only be appropriate that Triple H do the induction. And the reason I say Triple H is because, you know, she was his manager for a long time, and they were intimate for a while before he wound up marrying Stephanie McMahon, the boss's daughter. So there's definitely that relationship that's there. No pun intended on that. But, you know, like they were partners in the business for a while. So generally they will have somebody that has a connection to the wrestler do the induction.
The only issue that I have with the idea of Triple H being the person who inducts her this, hopefully next year, would be there's a lot of smart marks out there. I'm sure you may be one of them, depending on how long you've been a fan or how deep you got into it. But the bad history between them is pretty well known. Even recently,
right,
on the Stone Cold. Even recently on the Stone Cold podcast, when Steve Austin directly asked Triple H about it, he said that he couldn't see it happening because if kids Googled her name, they would find her pornography history and things like that. So my suggestion would be actually Trish and Lita be the two that could induct her in, give them a reason to get a WrestleMania payday, and they both got to work in the business with her, and there wouldn't have to be any walking around the touchy issues between her and Triple H.
True, true. Yeah, and I think now that you mentioned the pornography, because she did do the adult video with X-Pac, Sean Waltman. So it might be the porn that winds up keeping Sable out of the Hall of Fame as well.
Refresh me, what's the problem with Triple H and Chyna?
They were dating, and then they had a falling out.
I think this would be great.
Actual falling out,
okay,
in real life.
Okay, just check.
Not one of these on-screen falling
out. It's not part of the soaps. It's actually a real.
So right.
I think this would be a great opportunity for this character to come out and put all that crap aside and do everyone a favor and,
right,
you
and
know, water under the bridge.
The bad blood is one of the things that kept the Ultimate Warrior out of the Hall of Fame for a long time. Fortunately for the fans, Warrior wound up living to wind up reconciling with Vince, getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. Unfortunately, he passed away 2 days later. Joe, thanks for the call. This is Free Talk Live.
Lead Monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. Username is LRN.FM. In studio tonight is Daryl, Chris, and Conan. And Conan, you wanted to talk, and that's why I pointed at you.
You don't have to stab at me like that. You're hurting my feelings. So I was looking up China while you two were talking the soaps.
Johnny Lohr.
Talking the drama.
Former pro wrestler, passed away
yesterday. Looked up her stats because I was, you know, very young. I already knew that she died young, 45, 46.
45.
And I'm like, well, you know, a lot of these wrestlers are big people, and a lot of big people have problems, you know, like with their hearts, and, you know, they just...
Like big dogs like, or anything
I'm
else.
I'm thinking Andre the Giant in particular.
Yeah, he was an incredibly large man. He was over 7 feet tall.
Even though these guys are
somewhere near 500 pounds.
Seem to be in the prime of their lives, you know, healthy, good workout every single day. And so, wow. And so they say no foul play.
Well, it's interesting. I used to follow wrestling back when I was a kid. So that means, you know, like in the days of leather helmet football.
Yeah.
But those guys, I mean, they punish themselves, and I was reading a blog about one of them wrote a ton of stuff about, you know, his time in wrestling in like the 60s and 70s. Now they talked about their work, and it was work to them,
mm-hmm.
and talked about, you know,
it
how
is work.
They, you know, to do the things that they did and to show just like, you know, blood and cuts and things like that. Well, that means somebody's actually cutting somebody. And
these guys are on the road somewhere close to 300 days a year. They're working out a lot, plus traveling, plus doing the matches, and all the other stuff that they're doing. A lot of them are doing advertisements, so they've got the photo shoots, they've got the different filming that they do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, it's not an easy thing by any stretch of the imagination, plus they've got to stay in shape. And so a lot of them, to cope, and that's how they view this, is coping, they turn to drugs and alcohol. Yeah. And when you add that on top of the already stressful job that they're doing, that is going to cut your life short.
Yeah. Well, and besides that, you could talk all you want about drug and alcohol abuse, but I'm a little suspicious there may be some steroid use going on there, too.
By the way, I failed to mention her stats. 46 years old, 5'10", and 180 pounds.
And they called her the ninth wonder of the world.
Big woman.
And any wrestling fan will know why, because Andre the Giant was the eighth wonder of the world.
Gotcha.
And she was this, you know, monstrous female that would go out and beat the crap out of the guys. So, hence the ninth wonder of the world. Will there ever be a tenth wonder of the world? I don't know. As the owl from the Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pop says, the world may never know. But one thing that we do know is we've got Glenn on the phone from Pennsylvania. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, a couple things about what we were just talking about. Did you say she was 5'10"?
That's what the Wikipedia article says. Okay. So she's right. four inches shorter than me.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's more than an inch shorter than me. That's not exactly. Andre the Giant had gigantism, so he was actually a giant.
Yeah, the point that I was trying to get to is I thought that she was a giantess, and that's probably what led to her.
Well, because they would always do the weird camera angle to make her look bigger than she was, to where the camera guy would not be at eye level. He would be dipped down a little bit. And that always makes somebody look bigger.
Right. The other thing is, you were earlier in the show, this is enough for something completely different. Earlier in the show, you were reading those numbers about the different countries and this. It sounded like the world's slowest NASCAR race. That number for the Tunisia moving up 29 places. coming up with Eritrea, coming up. Anyway.
Yeah, Daryl is really into that stuff. He's really into them stats.
Yeah.
Like a really slow race. Anyway, and then the reason I called in, you were talking about EMS and physical illnesses, and of course there's this distinction between hypochondria, psychosomatic illness, and psychogenic illness, three different things. The hypochondriac is merely irrationally afraid of being ill. Someone with a psychosomatic illness may have manifestations of symptoms, but not actually have the illness. And psychogenic, the person actually has an illness, but it's actually psychologically caused. So those are three different things.
Good to know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And do you think that the people that have EMF sensitivity, do you think some of them actually have it? Do you think they think they have it, or do you think that they have it because they think they have it?
In certain northern European countries, for some reason, I think it's Sweden or something, socialized medicine, but the government will pay. The government checks people out for this to determine whether it's faux or real. And if you really have it, they will, like, shield your apartment and stay. They will actually spend thousands of dollars helping protect your home from spurious EMFs to keep you from being symptomatic.
And probably give you some pills, too.
Yeah, personally, I think I find a tinfoil hat works just fine.
Yeah, that's what I wear.
And Glenn, speaking of, there is the Radio Free Zone in West Virginia, where it's like a 100-square-mile area where electronic devices are forbidden from entering into the area. Nobody has electricity, and it's one of these places. Anybody that has that EMF sensitivity is welcome to go there. Glenn, thank you for the call. Let's go to Ralph. And Glenn, I did not mean to cut you off mid-sentence. I just didn't hit the drop while I was talking the way I had hoped to. Let's go to Ralph in New Jersey. Ralph, you're on with Daryl, Chris, and Conan.
Yes.
And go ahead and tell us how we're guilty about something. That's your one trick pony, so go ahead. Jump on the horse.
Right, back in September 2015, a meeting between Obama and Putin took place in New York City. Obama was not only diminished by Putin and cut down in size, he correctly estimated and calculated what a weakling, impotent, and a rank amateur in foreign affairs and policy this man Obama is. Now, in April 2016, in the Baltic Sea, a Russian jet flies overhead and in close proximity to a U.S. naval vessel.
So let me ask this question, Rav. Hold on. Let me ask this question. Why should U.S. naval ships be anywhere near the Baltic Sea?
Which is very near Russia, by the way.
Yes.
Because any animal is a reckless kind of individual in, you know, doing foreign policy and foreign affairs. But this is a display of strength and weakness. And Obama deals with this through the diplomatic back channel. El Negro and his black magic run smack head on with the iron white power.
Nice.
This wasn't the finest moment for USA. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That's Putin, my man, right there.
I'll tell you, if he is out to be the next great neocon versus for foreign policy, he has failed miserably. He is pretty feckless. My argument is we just don't need to be involved in most of the things we're involved in, period.
And by the way, what is El Negro doing in Saudi Arabia? Once again, we see him, you know, bending over backward or apologizing. That's his paymaster. That's his ATM machine. That's why this man would live off his not worrying.
He's trying to. So what do you want him to do? Do you want him to bomb every country in the world? He's already bombing about 7. Do you want him to bomb the other 186? Is that what you want, Ralph? Obama's not bombing enough people for you. Thank you for the call. Your calls, welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Speaking of bombing, Andrew Jackson has been bombed off of the $20 bill.
Uh-oh.
We'll tell you about it. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're on Skype as well. Username is LRN. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And, well, Andrew Jackson can say goodbye to the $20 bill.
Let me say something about that flyby, that Baltic Sea Russian against U.S. military flyby.
Andrew Jackson had nothing to do with that.
We're going to get to Andrew. We're going to get to Andrew. He's no longer rolling in his grave. He's finally gotten off the Federal Reserve note. But no, from what I understand, Russians and the U.S. are constantly pegging each other. I don't know if that's the right word, but they're flying by and they're getting as close as they can.
Sure.
Did you see the video, the actual video of the jet? Just
no, I did not.
It's just like Top Gun. You know, right. It's right out of the Top Gun movie. And
I've not seen that movie in 30 years.
I didn't see any guns getting at the ready or anyone jumping up and down and running to their battle stations. No, they were just standing there casually taping it because it happens all the damn time. So the question is, why did this particular incident get blown out of proportion like it did? Why did the news, mainstream media,
grab
this one incident? What's so big about this particular incident?
No, the question is, why are U.S. ships in the Baltic Sea?
That is the better question to ask.
Well, that's getting to the root of the question. But the what he's saying is, what's so special?
Special about this is that both the U.S. and Russia are involved in the Syria peace talks.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are trying to portray it as the U.S. versus Russia with Syria as the proxy.
Yeah. And there's a little bit of a piss and match going on between the two. And you're going to have this. Usually when I hear something like this that pops up, I'm like, okay, they want me to look over there. What am I missing?
Exactly.
What are they doing where?
Yeah.
What just got voted on and passed and signed at 12 at night that we weren't aware of that actually happened?
Right.
And I guess this happened last week, so I don't really know that anything popped up that under the radar.
No. Unless there was no weird legislation that went through. But something that's been in the works for a while is...
A couple of years, right?
Getting a woman on U.S. currency.
Woo-hoo.
And the initial discussion from a couple of years ago was putting a woman on the $10 bill. And then there was the group called Women on the 20s that wound up doing some lobbying and whatnot. And, well, they convinced the Treasury to wind up putting a woman on the $20 bill. That woman is Harriet Tubman.
And who do they start off with? Eleanor Roosevelt was one. And wasn't there a certain Indian woman?
Eleanor Roosevelt, Wilma Mankiller, and Rosa Parks were the others that wound up being voted on in a poll that wound up garnering over 600,000 votes.
I just got to say, the Federal Reserve, for their entire friggin' history, has got to be thinking, one of these days, we're going to get that guy off of that
bill. I don't even know how he got on it in the first place. Why would they even think that? Hamilton? Yes. Yeah, that makes sense.
Andrew Jackson? Why? Let me ask you this question. For someone that is listening to this and has absolutely no clue why anybody would be surprised that Andrew Jackson was on federal currency, why is it a surprise to you that Andrew Jackson was on currency?
He was vehemently against the Federal Reserve, a national Federal Reserve.
There was no Federal Reserve until 1913. Right,
the second time around.
The second National Bank of the America. United States.
Right.
So he was opposed to a central bank, but he could not have ever said, I'm opposed to the Federal Reserve, because such thing never existed in his life.
But he was very familiar with national banks, and he was very familiar with central banking. And if you read a lot of his quotes, they're dead on. They're as applicable today as they were, you know, 150, 70 years ago, or however long it was.
Right, based on that, and no, I know why you're saying surprise, but there are people listening that don't understand.
Right.
Why would you also say that it's a surprise that Thomas Jefferson is on a Federal Reserve note?
Because he was one of the founding fathers, one of the founding presidents, and it's just
he said that a central bank is a bigger threat to freedom than a standing army.
But it seems like Jackson got more in concerning the central banking than Jefferson, because Jefferson had all kinds of other things to say. And I don't really know a whole lot of Jackson, except he liked to kill Indians and he was against the central banking.
Right. So let me jump back into the article. Secretary of the Treasury Jack Lew confirmed Tubman's selection during an announcement yesterday. The Treasury also announced changes to the $5 and $10 bills as well. Concerning the $20 in a press release published online, he said, I've been inspired by this conversation, and today I am announcing, or rather, I am excited to announce that for the first time in more than a century, the front of our currency will feature the portrait of a woman, Harriet Tubman, on the $20 note. Alexander Hamilton will stay on the 10, but he announced changes to that bill. Tubman won a poll organized last year by Women on the 20s campaign, which attracted more than 600,000 voters. She beat former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, civil rights activist Rosa Parks, and Cherokee Nation leader Wilma Mankiller. The reverse of the 20 will display the White House and an image of Andrew Jackson, so he's not completely leaving the bill.
Oh, that's sweet.
The $10 bill is going to undergo some changes to the reverse, where the reverse will honor the heroes of the women's suffrage movement and depicts the March of 1913, a march for women's suffrage that went from the U.S. Capitol to the steps of the Treasury. The new $10 bill, the reverse design, will depict the historic march to honor Lucretia Mott, Sojourner Truth, Susan B. Anthony, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, and Alice Paul for their contributions to women's suffrage.
All I got to say is, isn't it great that we can live in a country where we have absolutely no concept of monetary policy, and we're willing to inflate our currency, run those printing presses until they're in the ground.
But we're having a field day.
But we have so much fun with our money. Because if you live somewhere with like a real currency, Well, let's say that they were, you know, gold coin or whatever it was, mm-hmm. where money was really money.
You don't care what the face is on it. No. You just care how much it weighs.
Well, more to the point, you wouldn't be running it and stamping new faces on it all the time. I mean, that
well,
would...
you would if you get a different king.
You may, perhaps, but you may decide that, you know,
British
every time
currency,
I stamp it, it's
British
gonna
currency
lose a little bit of weight.
Is going to have a different face once Queen Elizabeth II finally croaks.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Why not?
Because she's 90. I think she's eternal.
I thought Prince died today.
Wah, wah. Where's our rim shot?
Yeah, no.
Nah, the queen is 90. She's chugging right along. She'll die maybe at 140, 150.
The $5 bill will depict the historic events that occurred at the Lincoln Memorial, the 1939 concert that was held by opera singer Marian Anderson that helped advance civil rights, as well as the 1963 speech by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the I Have a Dream.
Now, why didn't Ralph call in now to say white guilt?
I don't know.
And why, Ralph, if you're still listening, why are we the guilty white liberals on
this
show?
You can call in tomorrow about that.
He really
thinks... 855.
I am surprised. I think you got that wrong, Darryl. I really do.
The Treasury said all three new bills will be put into circulation as soon as possible, but did not give a definitive timetable. And there was something that I read earlier that said that they're hoping that the new bills will be out by 2020. And somebody had asked the question, why does it take 4 years? Well, you've got to come up with the design. You've got to get somebody to approve the design. You've probably got to have Congress authorize spending money to tool some plates and do some other stuff. And, well, as we know,
it's spent a lot of money doing it.
Congress don't work fast.
You know, the most ironic thing about this is here I am happy that Andrew finally got off the 20.
But he's not off the 20. Well, he's just moved to the back of it.
All right, he's still there.
Back of the bus, Andrew.
Back of the bus. Back of the bus.
Out
of all of the historical women they could have picked, for this, I'm going to say Tubman is my favorite. Didn't even know who Wilma Mankiller was until a second ago, but no Roosevelt. Thanks, and Park yeah. was all right. But
I think I actually voted for Harriet Tubman.
But the most ironic part about this is that, so you got Andrew against central banking, and then you got Tubman. I could have freed so many slaves
if they had known.
Now we're putting them on the stinking 20 on the Federal Reserve note. I mean, it's almost. I mean, so now Tubman's rolling in a grave.
But that's okay because maybe that helps get that Tubman message out there.
I don't think so. I don't think anyone. I don't think anyone gets it.
Your calls. Welcome. Hour two coming up next. 855-450 free LRN.FM on Skype. This is Free Talk Live.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.